Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are joined this afternoon, by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fair to middling.
Fair to middling?
Yeah. I know it's the afternoon.
Well,
so I must be doing a little better than you, brother.
That's situational awareness, I guess you'd say, right? Well, I don't know. You know, I just came off of a weekend. I ran about 400 rounds through this Shadow Systems XR920, which is the Glock 45 configuration of the Shadow Systems pistol.
Right.
I can't wait for you to shoot it.
Okay, cool.
I cannot wait for you to shoot it. I discovered something, though, that I found quite interesting as I'm going along.
Okay.
So, my preferred sighting system now has become red dots, just by virtue of the fact that I have a lot of guns that use them, so that when I'm actually sighting a pistol, I'm more inclined to have my head above, a little bit higher than I normally would as if I'm trying to go right down the... put my eye down the line of the slide, pick up the sights, and start going. Now I'm doing it a little higher, but whenever I try to shoot having the steel sights in line with my face, with my eye, I have to adjust a little bit because I start going a little low and a little left again, even with these Shadow Systems guns. Now, if I don't have...
And this is using a dot sight?
No, this is not using a dot sight. This is me trying to use an iron sight now. Now, when I go and if I get out there and I stick it out there the way I would if I had a dot sight, and I still see the sights lining up and everything, and I'm actually peering, I can see a little bit of the top of the slide. Then I start hitting center mass.
Okay. So what did you deduce?
Something's going on between my head, my eyes, my brain, and my hands about where I'm picking it up. Gotta be.
Okay,
and the deduction is I need to put a dot on these guns, and this will be my carry gun, and I'll just have a dot on it.
Well, part of what you're experiencing, it's almost like you can't see the forest for the trees, right?
Something like that,
yeah. What you're experiencing is when you go back and forth from a dot sight to an iron sight.
Right.
A lot of people don't think it's that big of a deal from a visual standpoint.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal. But from a physical standpoint, it's a huge deal. And I'll tell you why. Physically, on an iron sight gun, and it's got everything to do with the gun target line and your line of sight. Okay?
Right.
On a dot sight, look how much lower you physically holding the gun under your line of sight. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It completely changes what you need to know and be able to do to stabilize that gun in rapid fire, holding it in that physical manner and in relationship to the rest of your body, to include your line of sight, which the only thing that you should be concerned about seeing in your line of sight to where you want to hit is the dot. But that's in a superimposed manner. You know what kills me, man, about dots? It seems like even though people, you know, are on the dot train pretty hard, they still use the dot like a front sight.
You know, one of the things that I am not doing now, I'm not worried about having a co-witness with my dots. Once I get them zeroed, really? You don't like that, huh?
Co-witness?
I'm not going the long way and making sure I've got suppressor sights on it so that I have the nice sight co-witness to make sure that I
No, I get it, dude. I totally get it.
Right.
I mean, I have never supported co-witness anything ever. Back in the day when it first started, and co-witness was the buzzword, and
right?
Blah blah this and blah blah that. I never supported it, and let me tell you why. Dig this, especially. I mean, think about any. I guess currently the Trigicon SRO would have the largest.
Largest glass. Yeah, largest glass.
Yeah, the largest piece of glass.
Yeah.
So, in theory, you have the most visual access possible, looking through the lens using the dot. Okay?
Right.
You with me?
I am.
Okay, so now check this out. You've got to, you know how to observe, right?
I do.
Visually, the adjective observe, describing how you are looking or seeing something, an area. Okay, so dig this. When I'm running a dot gun, all I'm doing is observing the target area. My physical responsibility is to keep the dot and marry the gun target line with my line of sight to the target.
Right.
And visually, I'm observing where the dot is in relationship to the target. And when I call it good, I trigger the gun. Anyway, the biggest thing about jumping from a dot gun to an iron sight gun is the physical stability of the dot gun. Now dig this. I will say this about dots that I really dig on.
Okay.
I purposefully go back and forth, even if I'm not running, you know, I've got to be prepared to answer the mail on iron sights or a dot gun, period. So I have them. But what I really enjoy going back to an iron sight gun, having run a dot gun for a week or two, is running a dot gun, and because of the additional requirements to stabilize a dot gun, physically stabilize it, for whatever reason, it makes you a much better iron sight shooter. And here's why. The dot, from a visual standpoint, the dot will show you every bit of movement in the gun.
Yeah, it will. Hang on right there. You just gave away one of the secrets. You hang on for me, Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. He's diagnosing what I got going on. I'll find out if it's good or bad. I'm not even sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. I described to him some things that's happening with me shooting. He was talking about dots and the characteristics you can expect from a red dot. And one of the things that he noticed, and you were just saying that when you stick a dot on the target, you actually see how much your gun is moving versus maybe... Why don't we see that as much with the iron sights?
Well, there's always visual indicators, man. It depends on where you're at visually. And what I mean by that is, where is your visual attention Well, can you even pay visual attention to several different indicators at the same time? You know what I mean?
I
kind of a sequencing or multitasking, visual multitasking. There's always indicators of movement in the gun, period. Nobody can hold a gun perfectly still. That's out. However, the key thing is timing, the shot. People don't really take that into consideration like they should.
Right.
Think about it. The gun is moving. The target could or could not be moving, you know, whatever. But let's just say, for the sake of conversation, the gun's moving, the target's moving, but you still hit it where you wanted to hit it. Well, how did you do that? You had to time the shot. You had to wait for everything to line up so you knew you would hit where you wanted to.
Right.
And fire, anticipate, even to include time of flight, if that is part of the equation of the, you know, the shooting problem that's presented. Time of flight, certainly if the target's moving, you need to factor that in. So from hitting the target in a reverse planning manner, how do you do it? Well, the bullet's got to be where the target's going to be, period. But you're the one launching the bullet, so you got it. A lot of it's intuitive, but there are some things that you need to pay more attention to than others based on the construct of the shooting problem you're trying to solve.
Right.
So dig this. Coming back to the movement in the gun. The dot will show you every bit of movement in the gun. But what you have to figure out in respect to altering your physical manner in which you're stabilizing a dot gun, what else is different?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, with stabilizing a gun,
the movement piece.
Breathing, probably. Wouldn't it be?
No. I'm talking about your visual, your head position in relationship to the gun.
It's higher. Your line of sight is going to be higher.
Changes.
Yeah.
Right, it changes. But do you allow that to alter what you consider line of sight to your point of impact? I call my line of sight to my desired point of impact on the target, if I have irons or a dot aligned in that manner, I call that the gun target line.
Right.
My sole job until the firing piece is accomplished is to maintain that working relationship of my head position with the gun in respect to the gun target line as I negotiate the course of fire. You know, according to whatever protocol you're following.
Right.
So dig this. Put the dot gun down, pick up the iron sight gun. You can't see the movement in the gun that you can see with the dot.
Right.
So therefore, by appearance, you can much better stabilize iron sights having the experience of stabilizing a dot, respectively. You see what I mean?
I do.
And it's also a confidence issue. It weighs heavy on an individual's confidence. Because I've always seen, you know, guys come off a dot gun for whatever reason, they shoot their irons that much better. And they're kind of like, whoa, what happened?
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't know. But you know, when I was in the military and we had to do that shooting with a mask on, right, I had to put my head, you know, you put your chin, you're trying to align the rifle with your chin, and you're trying to keep your head straight and looking straight down the range, and you're trying to hit, because you cannot get a sight picture with a protective mask on.
Dude, dig this. It's crazy you even brought that up. Because that is the first, in my experience, that was the first time I ever short-stocked a rifle. I turned the rifle on its side. I short-stocked over my right shoulder.
Right.
Had the gun on its side. Because, dude, anything that we had to engage with a mask on, you could do looking down the barrel.
Yeah.
Point shooting it. So there was never really, to my memory, a harsh, even if it was a requirement to use the sights, it wasn't a harsh requirement based on range to the targets.
Right. Well, I mean, I've shot that particular course of fire very well. Never actually live fired again with the mask on, even though I was in Europe for 3 years, but never did that again. But the other thing that you were talking about, I want to ask you about this, if this is something maybe we need to, or I may need to readopt. Now, when I was in the military, as they were trying to bring us to that sixth grade level to shoot the M16, what they would tell us to do would be to exhale, inhale, exhale, stop breathing, fire. You remember that?
Yeah.
So when we get back, since you brought up the breath control part of it too, I think you did. I thought you mentioned it. If you didn't, I want to ask you about it.
Cool.
And just you tell me about that, because I know that in a prolonged gunfight, we can't be sitting there not breathing. That'd probably be counterproductive to our task.
Even using a pistol, breathing weighs heavy on marksmanship.
Sure.
Marksmanship.
So I want to talk about that when we get back. Super Dave, you can follow Super Dave a variety of different ways. On Facebook, he has two ways to fire him. Personal page is Dave Harrington. Go friend him. His commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. Go follow him. His YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington. He has clips all the time from the Trigger Time TV that he is the host of. And on Instagram, SDave_Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Texas is suing to keep it in place.
The president undoubtedly has broad foreign policy discretion, powers in dealing with foreign governments. That doesn't give the president a basis for ignoring a congressional command.
State Solicitor General Judd Stone arguing that under the Immigration and Nationality Act, if Homeland Security cannot detain illegal immigrants, it must send people to Mexico. Consumer confidence is slipping amid soaring inflation. The Conference Board's consumer index falling 0.3% in April after a modest increase last month. The the board's Lynn Franco noting purchasing intentions are down overall, but Americans still plan to buy big-ticket items like cars and major appliances. USA Radio News. The coronavirus is continuing to spread at the White House.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the vice president's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising home prices are coming close to breaking records. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for February shows a 19% annual gain in home prices. That's the third highest reading in the index's history. Sunbelt cities, including Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami, show the biggest gains, with Phoenix up nearly 33%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, the point that I made to him before we went to the break was that in the military, at least in 1984, military at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, where I took basic training, they were trying to teach us a couple of things about trigger control. We had to balance a quarter on the end of the barrel and pull the trigger. And they are also teaching us to inhale, exhale, stop breathing. Pull the trigger. And what they were trying to do is they were just trying to get us to qualify. They were trying to get us to zero the weapon, which I don't know why we had to zero the... Well, I guess to qualify that made it easier. We had to zero the weapon, and we also had to qualify with the weapon.
And dude, you're scaring me, bro.
How so?
That whole little thing with the horn. Zeroing you just displayed?
Yeah.
Dude, zeroing's critical, man.
Well, I know it's critical. I absolutely know it is critical, but then again, the qualification that they put you through in basic training, with a 200-meter target being the furthest out, and they're all pop-up targets, so you can hit it in the bottom, in the head, wherever. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's all y'all shot out to?
In 1984 at Fort Jackson.
Yeah, wow.
What'd you shoot out to? You joined in 78. Yeah?
Yeah. I went in 78.
So the M16 was already the rifle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a fighting CB at that time in the Navy.
Okay. I didn't know you spent any time in the Navy. Okay, anyway.
Coming back on point with the breath control thing.
Yeah.
Breathing can be extremely critical and, you know, influence your shot. But once again, I will put emphasis on timing. You have to time the shot in a lot of respects. And the gun being stable with the sights aligned, being on the target where you wanted them, when does the gun go bang? When do you actually commit to working the trigger? Because, see, some technical aspects of timing is the lock time of the firearm itself. Now, we're not talking a huge amount of time,
right,
but it's a measurable amount of time that has to transpire. Well, if you stop aiming and the lock time hasn't expired and ignited the cartridge and the firing train execute itself to the extent the projectile exits the bore,
right,
you're going to miss. And that's the whole, what I just described there was following through the shot. Just because the gun goes bang doesn't mean you're out of the woods yet on aiming. And the cool thing about it is everything that we've discussed so far has to be learned and performed simultaneously in order to be successful and establish a consistent level of performance, also known as being able to produce a group, you know, on a whatever target at whatever distance, blah, blah, blah. What's the measure of skill? You know, in the pistol realm, we pretty much use the 25-yard bullseye shot on a B8 target as the industry standard of skill. You know, what do you shoot on a 25-yard bullseye? My personal standard is I have to fire at least 80% or better. 80 points or better.
Okay.
That's my personal standard.
At 25 yards. Right. And how much time?
Legit 25-yard bullseye. 10 rounds, 10 minutes.
Okay.
You've got all the time in the world, man.
Yep. Yeah, you do. You can walk around and make a sandwich in that amount of time and shoot.
Exactly. But, dude, sequencing. Let me hit you on a couple of points of interest.
Sure.
Sequencing is critical. You have to be able to sequence a task, because what we're talking about and have been talking about is the integrated act of firing. You have to stabilize the firearm. You have to aim it. You have to apply physical action to it in order to make it go bang. And then once you've made it go bang, you've got to control it. You got to control the cycle of function.
Right.
To whatever degree you want to be good at or whatever.
Let's put this into the context just so at least there's a context to put it in. I'm in the context of self-defense. If I pull a gun out on somebody,
right,
until he goes down, he's probably going to be taking rounds. So,
okay, well, dude, I wouldn't be so quick to say that. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Dig this. I've, you know, worked through the... Remember the days where if you're going to point it at them, you should shoot them?
Here in South Carolina, it's a felony if I point a gun at somebody.
Well, no, now, dude. I'm talking like back in the day. When I was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
The thing was, if you're going to point a gun at somebody, it should be to shoot them.
Right.
With the understanding being, if you were going to point it at them, you intended to shoot them. Are you with me on that?
Right.
All right, so dig this. What if, because of your action, now in your mind, here's why you shouldn't think that way, dude. In your mind, if I'm out there flapping. In your mind, if you feel it necessary to point it at them, you're going to shoot them.
Right.
Right?
Well, if I come guns up on somebody, okay?
Right.
And they take one more step?
What if you're in the process of drawing your pistol and he stops action against you? But you're already committed to the engagement.
I don't know.
Already psychologically committed to the engagement.
I'm going to have to.
Are you
going to
sympathetically trigger the dude?
No, I'm not going to sympathetically trigger him. I'm probably going to be looking for something to hide behind until he figures out what he's going to be doing.
But do you get my point there?
I do get your point. I do get your point. If I go guns up, or if I start going guns up on somebody, and they keep coming, okay. At that point, you know.
Well, I'm going to make sure, the one thing I'm going to do is make sure I'm within my rules of engagement.
Period. Sure.
If I'm within my rules of engagement, I'm going to try to give the guy every possible out. And if he doesn't take them, I'll blast them.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to put myself at unnecessary risk trying to prevent from having to kill this dude or number of people, bad people.
You're bringing up a point. I think that there we also need to add some context to that, but we're going to be able to do that when we get back, because it's creating such good questions as this sort of spills out on its own. I love a line of monologue or dialogue that just grows on itself. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, we were talking about shooting a gun. Now we're talking about in what context we shoot a gun to self-defense. I love this kind of conversation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He's asked me some very good questions about some of the issues I was sort of having, and now we're getting into something else altogether that's very interesting that we need to put into context. So we were just talking about how if you're going to go to guns on somebody, you have to temper that with awareness of what you're actually going up against. And if that threat goes away, you cannot commit to continuing to go after him in an aggressive manner. And in fact, you've now gone from self-defense to now assault, I would imagine, legally, wouldn't you think?
Oh, sure, man. Absolutely. I learned a lesson not too many years ago. Young law enforcement guy had asked me if I understood what assault was. And I'm like, I guess I don't. And he informed me that the unwanted placing of your hands on another person is assault. Man, I thought you had to, like, give them a concussion or something, you know, to consider them assaulted. I had no idea.
You had no idea you could just do it while you're thinking about it.
Well, the answer to your question is, I guess I did assaulting then.
Yeah. So, but in context, now, while we're talking about dealing with in a self-defense situation, there's a lot of things that come into play, like distance, like disparity of force. Like, disparity of force is actually a relative concept, isn't it? I mean, for me, my hand-to-hand combat, those days are behind me, way behind me.
Well, hang on, dude. I can't get past disparity of force first. How do you mean that?
It can be a lot of things. It can be somebody younger than me. It can be two people younger than me. It can be...
So you mean you're on the downside of the disparity of force?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. I'm with you now. Go ahead.
It could be a mob. It can be a lot of different things. But disparity of force is, you know, I'm 61 years old now. I have had open heart surgery, so I have this divot in my chest. There's still wires in my chest holding it together.
Right.
I got my knees. I haven't replaced my knees, so I can't. All I would do would be toddle away, or shuffle.
Oh yeah. Well, your knuckle busting days are over, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if in the event that we have to, if it becomes a self defense situation, if I can't talk my way out of it, then I'm going to just have to make a decision. It's going to be a hard one, but it's going to be. I'm going to have to make it pretty quick, and especially. Well, like with
what we were.
Okay, go ahead.
Red flag.
Red flag.
When you said, the instant you said, try to talk my way out of it.
Right.
Where are you at psychologically?
You know, like a road rage incident.
If you're going to try to talk your way out of something, you have no control of that situation.
Oh, I know.
You've already given up control of that situation.
I know that. I absolutely know that.
Dude, I'm going to go to guns or leave the area. Period.
Well,
I'm not going to negotiate nothing with nobody.
Gotcha.
If I'm within my rules of engagement, I still have to make the decision to engage or not. And that's going to be a real-time decision. You just can't map that out, sit back and do the armchair quarterback thing and say, well, under scenario X900,
right,
I'm going to do this. I mean, come on, dude. Who does that?
Well, I don't. I'm just pointing out that when we say...
I was being facetious, dude.
I know that. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to paint the verbal picture, Dave. You and I know what we're talking about.
No, you're doing a good job, dude.
Thank you.
It's
I appreciate that.
There's, I'm just giving it to you in real time, man. You know, I probably take carrying, you know, just as serious as the next guy, but I'm not out there looking to get into gunfights.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't think people like you, Jaeger, me, you that teach it, I that train within it, the people that are actually thinking about that from time to time and training to do that kind of thing, I don't ever hear about them getting in a gunfight.
No, dude, it's too easy to do anyway.
Well, I mean, they're always looking to, if they see trouble, they go to the other side of the street, they go the other way, you know, because they know what comes after the gunfight.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what comes after the gunfight. After the gunfight, you know, that's all, anything that might be considered whatever, all that's over because now you're in the system because you're gonna face the courts one way or the other. It's either going to be
hopefully
depending.
It doesn't get past the grand jury.
Right, I would agree with that.
Best case scenario, grand jury, no charges will be filed.
Right.
So, but you still have to be prepared for worst case scenario.
You do. Plus, then comes the other part of it that you know we're just talking about the. That's all external to what happens to you after you, if you have to unfortunately shoot somebody in self-defense. Then there's what you got to live with. Then there's the stuff that's happening.
Well,
for most people that have not...
What do you mean, as far as feeling bad about acing somebody?
Well, it's, you know, it's some people find that very traumatic.
No, I'm sure it's traumatic. But, I mean, you've also got to think about what level of or through your training, practicing, and rehearsing,
sure,
how well prepared are you psychologically to handle the stress of having killed some? I mean, you could be right as rain, you still killed another human being.
Sure. I think for 90% of the people that do it, that carry a gun, I don't think any of them are nearly as prepared. They're thinking about it. They've considered it. But, I mean, you know how, you see how some of these instructors that try to mimic the adrenaline dump, they have them sprinting 100 yards to get to the target where their breathing is ragged and they've got a bunch of things happening, but it's still not the same as the adrenaline dump.
Right.
So,
nothing is going to replace that.
Yeah. So...
You have to create the environment. If you're going to get into that, if I may.
Sure. Well, you got.
You're get
I
into
say
that,
sure, but you got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to get
that's
into
cool.
that.
30 seconds or less, bro.
Go.
If you're going to get into that level of training, it's got to be as realistic as possible. And there's, you know, parameters. Blah, blah, blah. But There is no replacement for the adrenaline dump. Nothing, you cannot mimic it. Mm-hmm. You are either creating the environment for it to happen, for the person to experience it under those conditions, or you're not. There is no in-between. That's it.
Okay. That's pretty good. Pretty good encapsulating that. There's other things that go along with it, but I mean, you know. We're about to run out of time on this, but I look forward to putting this gun in your hands. It doesn't look that custom. It has a little bit of paint on it. It has.
You can do whatever you want to it, dude.
Yeah.
I'll
you'll run it happily.
Yeah, I'll shoot it. Yeah, sure.
Very good. Before we run out of time, how's the shoulder?
I'm at about 80%. I've got to start closing up this work I'm doing on the program on the computer,
right?
And shift focus to practicing and rehearsals. I need to get on my timeline rehearsals.
And I'm like
3 weeks out. My heart, I'm in limbo. I'm in waiting on test results limbo.
Gotcha. All right.
I've got another appointment on May 6th. But then I do the gig mid-May, 13th, 14th, 15th, something like that. I think I'm going from like the 11th to the 17th or something. I don't know. But,
Well, we're
I got to get back on the guns.
There you go. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much, dude. I always appreciate the opportunity, man.
You got it. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.